Hello, welcome back to Retirement Clarity Radio. My name is Scott Newhouse. I am your host, and I am so glad that you are with me. We are going to be transitioning into a couple episodes about inflation. It's a really hot topic right now, and so I wanted to make sure we talked about kind of what it is and why is it so high right now, which is why it's in the news. You kind of see it all over, and it's kind of been this way for much of this year, 2021. So let's just dive right into today's episode. What is inflation and why is it high, so high right now? So before we get there, though, inflation is one of the biggest risks that you have when it comes to your retirement. And the reason why that is because if inflation is too high in proportion to your investment returns, so if that ratio is too off, inflation's too high compared to your investment returns, then inflation's going to eat away at something called your purchasing power. So over time, your purchasing power is going to decrease year over year ever so slightly if this ratio's off. And then over time, especially 2 to 3 decades, which hopefully we all get 2 to 3 to 4 decades in retirement, you're really going to feel it in your budget. And so to put this in really just simple terms, the $100 that you have in your hand today has more worth than $100 that you're going to have in 5 years. And that's because prices are expected to increase in 5 years, and you'll simply be able to buy less items in the future with that same dollar amount. So that's what I mean when I talk about purchasing power. It's going to go down in time, which is the main attribute of inflation in terms of what it can buy with the same dollar amount. So a couple examples for us. Actually, let's just do one example for us to put this into real terms. Let's say you were going to retire 20 years ago in 2001, and let's say you wanted to have $4,000 a month of living expenses. So you just want to spend $4,000 a month of living expenses. How much would you need today to purchase the same amount of items back in 2001 with $4,000 a month? So what would this equivalent dollar amount be in terms of purchasing power? Well, looking back over the last 20 years of inflation, you would actually need $6,169 in 2021 to purchase what it would you would be able to purchase for $4,000 in 2001. So you can see from this 20-year time horizon that the initial amount that you want to spend in retirement will definitely have to have some adjustments for inflation in there. And so that's one of the effects of inflation, and that's why it's so important to factor it into your retirement plan. And it's so important that we have investments and other ways that we can exceed our inflation rate so that your purchasing power stays the same. And so we're actually going to go into more detail about how do we set up our investments and our assets so that it exceeds whatever the inflation rate is in our next episode. But for the rest of today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with inflation recently here in the U.S. So the rate of inflation for the last 10 years in the U.S. has been a little over 2%, clocking in at around 2.14% as I calculated this yesterday for the research for this episode. In the last 12 months, though, and that's actually a historically low rate. I think Morningstar put out a historical inflation rate over the last 100 years from 1926 all the way up, until recently, and their historical inflation rate has been around 2.9% over those 100-year period or so. And so 2.14% is historically, it's lower than what the average has been. But in the last 12 months, though, the annual inflation rate here in the U.S. has actually been 5.4% ending in July 2021 over the last 12 months. And so that's led a lot of people, and it's led the news, to talk about, hey, why is inflation so high and how is it going to impact individual consumers? So today, I want to take a stab at three reasons why I think inflation is increasing right now. And so we've got three different items that I want to address. The first is that we've obviously kind of reopened the economy after the COVID shutdown that we had, and that's one potential reason. Our second reason is the increased labor costs that we're experiencing all across the boards in all sectors. And then the third reason is higher government spending that we've experienced since the initial COVID wave came in March of 2020. So these are just three factors, and I'm honestly sure that there are other factors as well, but I thought these three were important to highlight. So let's go to the very first one, the reopening of the economy. As I record this in September of 2021, for much of the country, I know there's different waves of COVID, but much of the country is reopening and people are excited to purchase products that they could not get during lockdown and the COVID restrictions. And so this has led to simply an increase in expenditure in the economy and increased demand for products. So just think about things like traveling and entertainment, which in a lot of cases, they were banned during the pandemic, and they are reopening. And this reopening has led to a sharp, sharp increase in demand. On the other hand, while these consumers want to, buy these things that they hadn't had access to or the ability to, companies are recovering from this unexpected collapse in demand. So, in 2020, they basically couldn't sell their services. And so now they're having to come back with a sharp increase in demand, and they're finding it difficult to satisfy all the demand for their services and products. And so this type of imbalance is one reason why inflation is higher than normal. It's not expected to last as businesses and consumers are going to get back into the flow of things, but it is one reason why we're seeing inflation at current high levels that we have right now. The second reason why inflation is so high right now is that increase in labor costs. And we might have seen this, I see this frankly all the time when I go out to restaurants and businesses, about people looking for employees, workers to apply for jobs, bonuses for jobs. But this is one really big reason why inflation is so high right now as well. So let's go into it. The rising wages that we've had in our country has instigated the rate of inflation. So in the last few months, there was actually a 7.4% increase in labor wages, which is around three times more than the average increase that we typically have. This increase in the result of higher wages is a direct result of the increased demand that we talked about before for products in the markets. So American manufacturers, businesses have been flooded with massive orders to purchase different products, including appliances, cars, furniture, homes, etc. So those are all kind of sectors that have increased really high demand, but they still can't meet that demand simply because of a shortage of labor. And so there's a lot of reasons for why we have this shortage of labor. And as you probably know, I am not an economist. That said, it seems as if we have this shortage of labor because of a variety of reasons, including fear of some people getting back into face-to-face service, fear of getting COVID. Also, we have had very generous pandemic unemployment benefits, as well as stimulus checks, which is encouraging, in my mind, some people to stay at home and not go back into the workforce. And then we've also had closure of schools and day centers in different areas of the country. And obviously, if you're a single parent and you've typically been able to drop off your kids and then go to work, well, if you've got to take your kids or keep your kids at home all day, then maybe you can't get back into the same type of jobs that you had pre-pandemic. So all of these issues, honestly, it's a confluence of all of these things, are causing workers to stay at home instead of going back to work. And so these companies have to pay higher wages to get more people in the doors and servicing their customers and their business. But even with those higher wages that they're paying, they still can't get as many workers as they actually need. So what these businesses need to do, and this is pretty basic, but what these businesses need to do is they need to pass on these higher labor costs to the consumer, and that has also led to an increase in the rate of inflation. And so that's our second reason why we're having higher inflation, this confluence of events that's leading to an increase in labor cost. And then the third reason that we have is higher government spending. And so typically when the government spends a higher amount of money in the economy, there's an increase in the aggregate demand of products, which eventually leads to an increase in the price of products, which is exactly what we've seen over the last year and a half. And this increase in demand is powered by the increased purchasing power of people as their disposable income increases. And people have more disposable income now because of higher government spending throughout the pandemic, which obviously, as I mentioned before, included some generous benefits to a lot of people, frankly, whether they needed the income or not. And so that's led people to spend more. And so let me just give you a little bit of what the government has spent recently. So since March of 2020, the federal government has actually enacted six pieces of legislation that provide relief to individuals and corporations that have been affected by the COVID pandemic. And that total dollar amount is around $5.3 trillion. So we've had $5.3 trillion injected into the economy in a variety of ways, of course, and that has led people to have a little more money in their wallet and to spend money in the economy, which has also increased our inflation. And so simply put, higher government spending and higher deficits tend to drive inflation higher. And that's what we've had since March of 2020. And especially when you combine that with the economy opening up, people have saved a lot because they haven't gone out as much, they haven't had the commuting cost, they haven't had a variety of costs. They have been able to save money, they've been given some money that maybe they need, maybe they don't need, and then they're able to spend it on the economy. And all these things are driving together to increase this rate of inflation. So if you were to press me, and I am, I'm not in the prediction business, but it seems as if this is kind of a one-time confluence of these three different events: higher government spending, increase in labor cost, and the reopening of the economy. Hopefully we don't have 5.4% inflation going forward. I don't think we will, but it's something that happens at certain points in time. And you can just look back over the last 100 years of inflation and you can see those different points in time. So as we kind of wrap up this episode, why does inflation matter? Inflation not only impacts your list of, normal things like your groceries and your living expenses, but it also relates to your retirement and your financial planning needs. It can be one of the biggest hidden cost of your retirement, as inflation tends to go up and up each and every year. And so when you have a properly structured portfolio, and again, we're going to talk about this next week, but when you have a properly structured portfolio, your investments are able to help you keep your living expenses matching or exceeding inflation. And that's so important. We can't have inflation continually be eating away at your purchasing power, unless you've just got a ton of money and you don't need to worry about any of this. So what you need to do is develop a plan and a portfolio that has strong growth that covers inflationary effects, and it matches, again, or exceeds your targeted cash flows. And so at my firm, we can help you develop that investment portfolio considering several factors, including inflation, growth potential, diversification, and make sure that you have financial independence whenever you want to retire. If you would like to talk to me about getting that put in place for you, I want to encourage you to make sure we discuss your investment strategy, as well as get you a free one-page financial plan. This is actually a new service that I'm offering for potential clients. And you can book a call with me at startmyretirement.us. So yes, if you want to make a call with me right now and I feel like we're a good fit to work with each other, I'll create you a free one-page financial plan that shows you everything that you need to do to prepare and succeed in retirement. There's no cost, no obligation. So again, go to startmyretirement.us if you're interested in that. And if not, no worries. Either way, I will see you next week when we talk about how do we structure our investments and our assets so that we take into account and we can fend off this nagging inflation that's going to come up each and every year. So thanks again for listening. Have a great week. Talk to you next time. Bye. Thanks again for listening. As a reminder, you should consult with a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this podcast is a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentions of rate of return are hypothetical in nature and not a guarantee of future returns. Scott Newhouse, CFP, is an investment advisor representative of Forthright Finances, a California and Nevada registered investment advisor.